we've almost finished the visit. Let me give you a little test. Do you remember the name of the architect who designed the building which now houses the museum? Yes, the casino. It was Gaeta Buigas, who also designed, amongst many other works, the monument to Christopher Columbus in Barcelona. And do you remember who was responsible for the refurbishment to transform the casino into the López House? Eduard Maria Balcells Buigas. The Buigas family were prominent summer residents in Cerdanyola, and they were very important because many of their buildings are responsible for giving the town its characteristic Modernista and Nucentista look. We also find the name Buigas in the history of Art Deco, a style that found it difficult to find a place in Catalonia because Nucentisme left no space for it. Nevertheless, Gaietas' son, Carles Buigas Sanz, was a renowned Art Deco artist, but in a rather special field. Aguayum, a term invented by Eugeni d'Ors, meaning waterlight, to describe his works. Carles Buigas was an engineer who worked with lighting projects that involved water as well as light. The high point for Art Deco in Catalonia was the International Exhibition held in Barcelona in 1929, and Carles Buigas played a big part in it, designing, amongst other things, the magic fountain in Montjuïc. In this room, you will find a modern suitcase containing more than 180 glass plates, some coloured by hand, depicting Carles Buigas' projects, such as the Magic Fountain in Montjuïc and the Integral Theatre of Light, which never came into being. So, what do you think? Did you imagine that a town like Cerdanyola del Vallès, in the metropolitan area of Barcelona, could have had such an interesting and artistic past? But wherever you are, remember that art speaks about people, those of time past and those of today, of you and me. It speaks to us as spectators. It makes us feel something inside, doesn't it? Thank you for joining me on this visit to the Museo d'Art de Cerdanyola. Come back soon!